business men, if they've got it in them to care for anything else. Well, don't add to the tragedy by cultivating jealousy. I've told you that I'm perfectly willing to give up society and sit like Dora holding your pens or filling your fountain pen. No, you dictate. What chance has a woman in a businessman's life? None, alas, except to look beautiful and be happy. Are you that? The last, I mean, of course. She nestled closer to him and laughed again, more so than ever. To be frank, you have completed my happiness by being jealous. I have wondered sometimes if it were a compliment, your being so sure of me. That's my idea of love. Well, it's mine too, but if you want me to stay home... Oh, no, you are fond of society. Really, I mean, why shouldn't you be? A young thing? What else is there? Of course, I should enjoy it much more if you were always with me. Shall we never have that year in Europe together? God knows. Something is wrong with the world. It needs reorganizing from the top down. It is inhuman the way even rich men have to work to remain rich. But sit down. He led her over to a chair before the window. The storm was decreasing in violence. The heavy curtain of rain was no longer tossed, but falling in straight intermittent lines, and the islands were coming to life. Even the high and heavy crest of Mount Tamalpais was dimly visible. "It is the last of the storms, I fancy. Spring is overdue," said Price, who, however, was covertly watching his wife's face. Her colour had faded a little. Her lids drooped over eyes that stared out at the still turbulent waters. "I love these San Francisco storms," she said abruptly. "I am so glad we have these few wild months. But Mrs. Thornton has worried, and so have we. Her fête at San Mateo comes off on the 14th, the first entertainment she has given since her return, and it would be ghastly if it rained. It should be a wonderful sight, those grounds, everybody in fancy dress, with little black velvet masks. Don't you think you can go?" "The 14th, I'll try to make it. Who are you to be?" "Beatrice d'Este, in a court gown of black tissue instead of velvet, with just a touch of pink. Oh, but a wonderful creation. I designed it myself. We are not bothering too much about historical accuracy." "How would you like for this touch of pink?" He took the immense ruby from his pocket and tossed it into her lap. For a moment she stared at it with expanding eyes, then gave a little shriek of rapture and flung herself into his arms, the child he married.
"Is it true, but true? Shall I wear this wonderful thing? The women will die of jealousy. I shall